So you were 12 when you came to Canada.
That's right.
Do you remember anything that was either really similar or really different from how teachers taught or from the classroom experience? Were they more or less the same, or were they shockingly different?
Actually, I think they were different in a lot of ways. For some reason, I had finished my grade six, which is like primary six, they called it in Nigeria, which is the end of high school. No, sorry, the end of elementary school in Nigeria. So when I came to Canada, they put me into grade seven, thinking it's the next level. But my level was higher, so they put me into grade eight after that. So I got to skip a grade, which is really great. But I remember in terms of the way of thinking, in my English literature class, we had a composition, and we had to finish a story. And it was like, suddenly something appeared in the sky. What is it? And all my classmate wrote, it's a UFO. For me, I'd never heard of a UFO. So they were like, it's a UFO. It like makes somebody disappear. It picked up somebody, and one of their classmates, another person disappears. But on my essay, I'm like, it was just weird. I had a totally different way of thinking and processing things. And that really surprised my teachers, because when they wrote my composition, they compared it to the rest of the class, to my classmates, and they were like, wow, this is interesting that you're all the same age and we're all speaking the same language, but the way we view things is very different. And I guess to me as well was my first exposure to cultural differences. And then after that, many years later, coming to Japan and being different again in a different setting, it made me think back to that time thinking, wow, you can't always expect same things. Like, differences come in weird places sometimes.
I see.
So, yeah, that's one thing I remember. But a lot of things were the same, but the same, yeah, different.
So, Abidami, just in terms of sort of the simple things in life, when you came to Canada, were there any foods or drinks that you were particularly fond of right away or thought were particularly strange?
Very good question. Food, a lot of food was all right off the bat. Like, we didn't have any difficulties with that. But one thing I do remember was nacho chips. We were not used to cheese, the taste of cheese. So my sisters and I, what we would do is we would buy nacho chips, like Doritos. I don't know if everyone knows that. And we would wash it, because the cheesy taste was strange. So we would wash it before eating it, and then we would eat it. And I had some friends who would just stare at us like, what's the point? Why would you buy that flavor of chips? That's the whole point, to taste that. But we were like, no, we can't eat this. But eventually, now I love Doritos. I've grown accustomed to the taste.
We probably made it healthier, though.
That's true.